We are learning Mishnah Chagiga Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are starting the Mishnah Tezayin Amud on the bottom. Yosef ben Yeza Omer, Shalei Lismaich. We're going to bring down a whole list of different Tanoim. This was, Rashi points out, was the first Machlaikas in Klai Yisrael. Until a certain point, there was no Machlaikasim. And the reason why there was no Machlaikasim is they had very clear, everything was very clear, there's no Machlaikasim. It came this point that the first Machlaikas, and for a bunch of years, the Nasi and the Av Beis Din argued about if there's Smicha or not. And there was a Shaila, Smicha on Yontif. On the Kabbalahs like the Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha and the Oilus Riyah, is there a Din Smicha on that? There didn't smicha on Yontif, because you're not allowed to mishtamash with a behemah with the rabban on Yontif. You're not allowed to use a behemah, you're not allowed to ride a behemah. So when you push a behemah down, smicha is a type of mishtamashos. So Shalom was allowed to smicha on Yontif. So Yosef Yehazah Oimer Shloi Lismach. Yosef Yehazah Lismach. And we'll see in the Gemara, in the end of the Mishnah, Yosef Yehazah was the Nasi, and Yosef and Yehazah was the Av Beis Din. So the Nasi said Shloi Lismach, and Yosef Yehazah said Lismach. The next door, Yeshua and Prach Yoy Moshe Lismach, Netaya Arbali Yama Lismach, said the Yes Micha. The next door, the third door, Yehuda ben Tabo Yoy Moshe Lismach, Shemeshatacham Lismach. Then the next door, Shemaya Amar, who is the Nasi Lismach, he said to be Svaymach, but how you know Moshe Lismach, not to be Svaymach. Then Hillel Menachem, Hillel was the Nasi, and Menachem was the Av Beis Din. They didn't argue, they both held you could do Smicha. Yotze Menachem, Menachem left, we'll see why he left soon, Nichnas Shammai, Shammai went instead of him. Shami Aimer Shloi Lismach, and Shami argued and held Shloi Lismach. Hill Aimer Lismach, and Hill argued. Harishayim, Hayinasiim, Mishdim Lem Av Beis Din. The first one of every group was the Nasi, and the second of the group was Av Beis Din. So again, we had Yosef Yehazah and Yosef and Yechanon, we had Yeshua and Prachin and Toya Arbli, Yehuda ben Tabai, Yeshua and Shetach, Shmai and Italian, and Hill and Shammai. Always the first one was the Nasi. And the reason why we considered Hill the first one, because it was Hill and Menachem, so Hill was the Nasi, and Menachem was the Av Beis Din. The first three peers, three of those first peers, the first three peers, Shom Shloi Lismach, were Nesiim. Mishnayim Mezugos Achrayim Shom Lismach, were High Nesiim. That means in the first five, so the Nesiim in the first three are the ones that said not to be Dusmicha. In the second two, the ones who said to Dusmicha was the Nasi. So like this. Like we're reading inside again, Shloishim Mezugas Harishayim Shalom Moshe Lismaich, V'Shnayim Mezugas Harachayim Shalom Lismaich, Hayu Nesiim. Shniim Lam, the second one to them was the Avos Beis Din. The Chacham say Yehuda ben, he argues at one point, Yehuda ben Tabai Av Beis Din V'Shem Meshach Nasi. The way we have it is that Yehuda ben Tabai is the first one, and Shem Meshach the second one, and we said Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nasi, and Shem Meshach was the Av Beis Din. The Chacham argue, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Beis Din. And Shem Meshatach was a Nasi. That's what Chacham said. So the Gemara is to bring down a Brisa now to ascertain if who's right, the Chachamim or Rameyim. Man Tana L'Hol Torabon. Who is the Tana, not who's right, who's the Tana of the following Brisa? Omra Yudim and Tabai. Yudim and Tabai says of a story. Erev and Nechama, which means he's saying, call himself, he shouldn't see Nechama. Im Loi Harakti, Eid Zayim L'Hoitim Livim Shal Tzedukim. If it's not true, the story that I killed the Eid Zayimim, in order to might see leaving shall tzedukim. So your aimrim in aim zayim naragim actually yaharag anidin. The tzedukim held from pasuk pshat and the pasuk they held the only time a eid zayim gets misa if the eid zayim actually lands up killing someone through his forced aidus. But if he just tries to kill someone for supposed aidus, well, you don't kill him, right? That's what the tzedukim held. But if you know Chazal, the way they darshan in the pasuk and kasha zama means even if you just zomam last lachiv. And La'achiv is master, the Achiv is Kayam. So Chazal Darshan, that even if he's alive, and Dafkav is alive actually, is there Misa for the Eid Zayim. So there was a story one time that those two Eidim came and said about something, and one of them was found as the Eid Zayim. Yehudin Tabai killed that Eid Zayim, even though the defendant was not killed. Still, they killed him because he was the Eid Zayim. The problem was that there was only one Eid, not both Eidim became Eid Zayim, one Eid became Eid Zayim, which was a particular problem. Let's see. It says that he halaitzim lubin shal tzedikim shayoyim rein edim shayim neharag machi harag nidin. Amal Hashem Hashatach erev and nechama amloy shafach the dam naki. He said a shul the other way that I shouldn't see nechama. Erev nechama always means like the opposite. I shouldn't see nechama. Amloy shafach dam naki. You spilled dam naki. Shrei amru chachamim. You spilled innocent blood. Shrei amru chachamim in edim shayim neharag machi yizum shneim. The halacha is that Edom Zoymin did not get killed until both Edom were found Zoymin. And the same thing if they said Edom about a Malkus case. They like him. The Edom Zoymin did not get Malkus. Until both of them become Edom Zoymin. They must shaman mamon. They don't have to pay money even. Till they both are found guilty. Both Edom found guilty. And over here, it was only one aid. So it turned out that really Yehuda ben Tabai killed someone who is not Chayiv Misa. Now, Be'etzem, it's a very shver. How could it be Yehuda ben Tabai killed an innocent person? It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not bring a takala, a stumbling block, al Dei Tzadikim. So Tosis asks this question. And so one Tosis answer is, it's only by a Dvar Achila. It's a Gnaifa Tzadik to eat a Dovah Issa. And therefore, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not bring a takala to Tzadikim. But the other Shoyin Mamakas answer that this guy really was not a Naki. He was really Chayiv Misa for other things. He was not a good person. But Lamais, Yehuda ben Tabai is something wrong, but he wasn't an Adam Naki. A person that killed for nothing. It wasn't Mamash at the Kala. But either way, Yehuda ben Tabai made a mistake here. And it bothered him very much. Zakta Gemara, Miyad, Kiba love Yehuda ben Tabai, She'ena Moira Halacha, Elef Reshim ben Shatach. Right there on the spot, he was Kaba himself, that he's not paskening only if Shimon Shetach is there, and will agree to the psak, will say the psak. He did not paskin anymore in front of Shimon ben Shetach. And kol yomim Yehuda ben Tabai, mishtateach al kivrei shel Oisah Haruk, all his days, he used to go every day to cry on the kaver of Oisah Haruk, on this aid, v'yekoyl nishma, and everyone heard screaming coming from the basic forest. Kesvurim om loymar, shekoyl shel Harugu. The people thought maybe it's the koyl of the person who was dead. The Eid Zayman was screaming, Om Elohim, no, Kaili, it's my voice. Teidu, the Rai is, Shalomach HaOmeis, because tomorrow I'll die, Ve'in Kal Nishma, you won't hear the voice anymore. So he said, it was my voice, I bring a Rai, because tomorrow I'm not going to be here, and it'll be Kal Nishma. Frank Tosfos, why didn't you say better? When he went home, Yehuda ben Tabai went home every day. Did he hear the voice? No. So we know it wasn't the voice of the Meis, it was the voice of Yehuda ben Tabai. So Tosfos answers, Pasha Taretz. They said, yeah, he only makes noise, only screams when you come to visit him. That's when he screams. But you go back home, he doesn't. But after he dies, he's going to be right next to you in the basic forest. And he's not screaming. So it's a raya, that would be a raya taco, Yehuda ben Tabai who was screaming and not the mace. But they still had a time that maybe it's not true. Omalei of Achav Reidu Rav L'Rashi, Yudumma, maybe really it was the mace who was screaming. But maybe when Yehuda ben Tabai got up there, Dilma Fais. He was a Faisim when he got up there. Or the mace brought Yehuda ben Tabai Ladin. That's why he stopped screaming. So it's not a raya. Al Kaponim Atkan Hastori with Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach. Yehuda ben Tabai made a mistake and he killed the Eid Zaymim and Shimon ben Shatach argued. So Mara says like this. We had a machlokes if Shimon ben Shatach was a Nasi or the Av Bezdin. If he's a Nasi, you're not a paskin in front of him. So money ha. If we say a brayser ameir, the Amos Shimon Shetach Av Bezdin, the Shimon Shetach was the Av Bezdin, and Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nasi. So how do you look for Shimon Shetach? That's why until now he was paskening in front of Shimon Shetach, and after this mistake, he says, "No, I'm not going to paskin anymore." But Eli Amri to Rabbanon, the Amri, if he's going to go to Rabbanon to hold Yehuda ben Tabai Av Bezdin and Shimon Shetach was a Nasi, so what was he doing paskin in the first place? Av Bezdin be Nasi mi mayor alocha. How can be mayor alocha for Nasi? And for the Gemara, loy, that really he never was, Itaka was the Av Bezdin, he never was paskin in front of the Nasi of Shimon Shatach. Until now, he would sit in a Bezdin and paskin, because Lach is a Bezdin could paskin in front of the Nasi. And now he's Makabal, that even in a Bezdin, he won't paskin anymore without Shimon Shatach, because he made a mistake. Mike Kibble loved the Kamalist to Rufe, to be Mistarf to Bezdin. Now, Philip's to Rufe now in Starfana. He won't be Mistarf to Bezdin anymore. Until now, the Gemara thought he was paskening himself. And that Mar said, how's it possible for your Abbanim? Because he is the Av Bezdin, he can't pask in front of Nasi. He turns out, no, he never was paskening himself. He paskened with a Bezdin. And now he's Makabal. Even with a Bezdin, he won't pask without Shimon ben Shatach's input because he made that mistake. Zog to Gemara Vayit. Send the Mishnah. Yotso Menachem Nichlas Shammai. It says that Hillel and Menachem were the Nasi and Av Bezdin respectively. And they both held smicha, and then when Menachem left, in came Shammai, and he passed in Shloi Lismach. Where did he go? Lehechan Yotza. And by Alma Yotza Tarvis Ra. He went off the Darach, and that's why he lost his shtela as the Av Bezdin. Rav Alma Yotza L'Avaydus HaMelech. He went to become ambassador, a minister, in the king's court. Taina Mahach, we learned the Brice like that. Yotzu Menachem Avodas HaMelech. Menachem went out to Avodas HaMelech. Yotzu Imoi Shemoinim Zugois Talmidim Levushim and Tzrikim. He went with him with 80 peers of Talmidim who were wearing big day Malchus to help him out in his ambassadorship. They went to help him out. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael brings down from Yosifun that the story of Menachem was that he, when Hurdus HaMelech was young, before he became a Melech, he was an Eved almost, Menachem said, you're going to become a king one day. He basically a nevuah. He said, you're going to become a king one day. Then when Hurdus became king, he took Menachem into the government, but as a kar zatoiv, for telling him that. That was the story of Menachem. Agav, as I was learning this, I was remembering that we call all these tzaddikim in the Mishnah by the first name without a Reb. Yossi ben Yezer, Shemaya Bavtalia, and what's Reb Shemaya? Reb Bavtalia, what's going on there? Rebbe. So the Rishonim answer, I think maybe the Iri, I'm not sure, they answer that just like by the Nevi'im, we call them by the first name, Yo, Elisha, Yishayo, Yirio, it's like a lot of Chashivas, Nevi'is. These Tanoim were so close to Nevi'im, we called them like Nevi'im, out of Rebbe. Later on, the Tanoim got a name Rebbe. But these were so Chashiv, they didn't have a Rebbe in front of them. Their name itself was the Shem Dava. Zotik Maravaita. Om Rav Shem Ba'ar Ba'ar Ba'yechron. Lo Ulam Alte Yishvos Kala Be'necho. Never take a the Rabbanon, Isser the Rabbanon, never take it lightly. Shrei smicha enam shum shvus. Smicha is only a shvus. It's only a shvus. It's only a Rabbanon to Mishtam Shabahim. All the Gdel Adar argue on this for years. So that, be careful with the shvus. So the Gemara asks, there's a little arichas in his lashon. Good, he should have just said, Alti shvus kala beinecha, shrei smicha nechel guba. What's eno elam shum shvus? Obviously we know it's a shvus smicha. It's more pshita. It's pasha. Why do you have to say that smicha is enam shum shvus? We know smicha is iser shvus. It's the rabbanon on Shabbos. So tomorrow shvus mitzvah tzrichle. The chiddush is that even though it's a mitzvah, there's still iser rabbanon. Frank the Gemara hanami pshita. It's also pasha. It's a first mishnah mesechtas beya that even a mitzvah that's a shvus is also. Zok the Gemara. You know what he's trying to say? Lafuki man de amar besmicha gufa pligi. It's a big shaila what the machlekes is. Some say that the machlekes of shloilis vechlismech is if there's a din smicha bechlal by shal mechayva. Maybe only by nedavos, by donations, is there a din smicha. Maybe by a shlom that's a chayva, there's no din. There's no din of smicha. Kamash v'lon that everyone holds as a din smicha, and they're arguing in the shvus. Kamash v'lon b'shvus to pligi. They're arguing in this Issid Rabbanon to do smicha. What are they arguing? Everyone agrees it's Issid Rabbanon. But they're arguing, is there a halacha of tekef l'smicha, tekef l'shchita smicha? Does smicha have to be right before shchita? The ones who hold you shouldn't do smicha, hold you can do smicha Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, and then on Yontif you'll bring the carbon. Those will be right next to each other. The other one they all know it has to be right next to it. But everyone agrees it's a shvus. And everyone agrees you have it in smicha. And that's what he's trying to tell you, that the Issid smicha on Yontif is not shvus, but the avada there is a mitzvah of smicha. You see from this whole discussion that smicha has to be with all your might. If you don't need all your koyach, maika of it. What are you doing wrong when you're doing smicha on a behema? Listen, do smicha, you're not being mishtamas behema. As long as you're not leaning on the behema, it's no shtam. That's called using the behema. Just putting your hands in it, it's not called using the behema. It's only using the behema because it's using all your koyach, so you're leaning on it, that's why it's called a shvutz. So it's a raya, smicha needs b'chol koyach. It says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'samach. The pasuk says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael. Next pasuk says, v'samach. That teaches us, b'nei Yisrael soimchim. Only men are chayiv in smicha. V'im b'nei Yisrael soimchim. But women are not chayiv in smicha. Rabbi Yosef and Shmuel argue. Imrim b'nei Yisrael soimchim reshus. They don't mamash argue, but they say, even though it's not a mitzvah, but there's a reshus, they could do it if they want. And the Gemara brings a riot, and Rabbi Yosef brings a riot himself. Or Rabbi Yosef, Sochli Abba Elazar. Abba Elazar told me, it's a shav, that's his father or not, because it can't be his father, he's calling his father by his first name. Or maybe if you say Abba first, you're allowed to say the first name. So Sochli Abba Elazar. Pam Akas Hayulanu Egel Shal Zivche Shlamim. We want them to have an Egel of a Shlamim. Ve'vionu Lez Noshim V'som Chol Av Noshim. It belonged to the woman. Like Rashi said, Tosha says, Kun Shahisa Behemah Shalahem. It was a behemah of a lady. And we brought it to the Ez Noshim so that they could do smicha. But some call of nashim, loy beplays smicha benashim, not because of nashim have a chi of smicha. Elakad elasis nachas ruach nashim. We wanted to make them feel good. Let them do smicha. So he's even here to do smicha reshus. Ad kana brisa. If every smicha means you push all you might, mishum nachas ruach nashim to make the women feel good. Avdina avoid the bekachim. Do we allow them to do the mishtamish bekachim? Elalav shpami no loy being in kol kol koicha. It must be not being doing tzvicha the name kol koicha. Because if not, lechayra you're being mishtamis because of no reason. You can't just decide to make someone happy. Little mishtamis because of him. I can't do that. So you see, it must be that tzvicha is not b'chol koicha. So the Gemara no loylam ema alach being in b'chol koicha. Smicha needs b'chol koicha. What a lady's doing here. When they brought it to the lady, they didn't tell her to do regular smicha, which means real smicha, pushing. She just put her hands over it, floating over it, not to push too hard. So, for the Gemara, if that's the case, it shouldn't have said, loy pesh smicha v'noshim. It's much more like they did a smicha. They didn't do a smicha. Yachi, loy pesh smicha v'noshim, that's the lashon of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, they didn't give it to them to do smicha. We just gave them to make them feel good. Not, they didn't even do smicha. Typically, they ain't a smicha in the cloud. They didn't do smicha. Omravami, you're right. Chodavad kama. Chodavad less of smicha cloud. First of all, there is no smicha whatsoever. And also, don't think that chayim and smicha, we only did it to make them feel good. That's what really they were saying. So it comes out, Fizeh, the way our Gemara comes out, Isha is not allowed to do smicha on a behemah because avoid of a kachim. They could do the fake smicha, but they can't do a real smicha. The problem is Rashi and all the Masechtas, Masva, they could do smicha because it's the Mekayim and Mitzvah, they could do it. Akapon, Ayin, Shom, and all the Masechtas. And Tais also discusses over here if our Noshim allowed to do a Mitzvah, says Man Grama, with a Bracha. Tais says from here it's Bavuyi that you could do Takul Bracha Levatala, Ayin Taisus. So, tomorrow, Vaita, or Papa. The halacha is, you're not Mishtamish by behemah in the regular way. But are you letting mishtamish in the not regular way? That's called tzideh, like on the side. It's not a normal way of using a behemah. It's like leaning on the side of a behemah. Is that mutter or not? So here the head is not really a makam of mishtamish. Somra papa, shema mino tzadim asurim. You see from here that we're asuring to do smicha by pushing down on the head. We see even tzadim is asur to work with the behemah. To mishtamish behemah on, not to work, to mishtamish to use a behemah on Shabbos or Yontif. These are not stardom matarim. If stardom are mutter, lismeich on stardom, which means lismeich on the head, which is stardom, which is mutter to do. Allah shami. No, it's stardom asur. You see me, it's stardom asur. So to Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Rav Ashi Yama, filu tam is stardom matarim. Even if we say stardom is mutter, the head is considered a regular place. Why? Because the back of a behemah is a regular place. Shtamshus, the head is part of the back. Called bahadi gaba gabadami. Anything that's the same level as the back of the behemah is considered like the back, and therefore the head is considered like the back of the behemah. If Ashes really stodim mutarim lemaisa, Tais speaks out that's just a dichui, but really we hold stodim asurim. Just he's saying it's not a raya because you could have tainted that the head is not called stodim.